We are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. How many lines from the bottom? Tanya, five lines from the bottom. Tanya Namiachi. We have a brisa that says just like this. Bamedvar Mamurim Kisha Yarshu. Aval Kisha Nishtatvu Aser. That when do we say, we were just talking previously about when a ger and his non-Jewish brothers inherit their non-Jewish father, that the ger can say to his non-Jewish brothers, you guys take all the Avodah Zarah, I'll take, the yacht, and you take the Avodah Zarah. So that's only if they're inheriting. But once you're partners with somebody, and you decide to divide the partnership in that way, that's usher, because then you're exchanging Avodah Zarah for things that you want, and you're not allowed to get benefit from Avodah Zarah. Ovid kochav mes hager v'ger. Now, period. Now, ovid kochav mes hager v'geras hager, eino lo midivrei Torah v'lo midivrei Sofer. That a guy inherits his Jewish father, or a ger inherits his ger father, that does not happen on a daraisa level, nor on a derabbanan level. Which means a man converts. When he dies, his non-Jewish children, what does it mean? They do not inherit him. They get nothing. If a man and his son convert, when the father dies, the son gets nothing. Ditnan, we looked in the Mishnah. Love a ma'os min ager, shenizgayru banav imo. If you borrow money from a ger whose children converted along with him, lo yachsir labanav. You don't have to return the money to his children. V'im hechsir, and if you do return the money to his children, ein ruach hacham noche menu. The rabbis aren't going to be so pleased with you. I asked the Gemara, why not? Meaning, it sounds like he did something wrong. Like, we don't even, not that he did something wrong, but he didn't do anything right. We don't even give him a pat on the back. Like, way to be a moral person by giving the money back at least to his children. Sounds like we don't give him any credit for that. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, but don't we have a brisa that says, Ruach HaChamim Noche Menu? Question mark? That, what does that mean? That the rabbis are encouraging of that? That they do like that? That they do give you a pat on the back and say, great job, you borrowed money from the father. It's the nice thing to do, even though technically, halachically, the father's not related to the children. Why is the father not related to the children? Because they all converted, they're all gerim, so none of them are related to each other. It's a nice thing to do. So how could we say it's not a nice, that we don't give him any credit for it? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha at all. Kan sha'arasa v'leidasa shalom b'kdusha. One case is talking about where the guy was conceived and born before anyone converted, whereas the other case is where he was conceived before his father converted, but he was born after his father converted. In which case is it? Do we encourage you to give back the money to the children? When the children were born after the father converted. By the time they were born, their father was already a Jew, so it really looks like they're Jews, and that they're really related to their father, even though they're not, but it's so close, it looks like they're related to their father, so then we encourage you to pay back the money to the kids. Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Nam, Rabbi Yochanan, Ovid Kuchavim Yorish Hasav Dvar Torah, going back to that discussion of a guy inheriting his father. So he says, you know how I know that a guy inherits his father? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yerusha Le'esav Nasati Es Har Seir, that I give as a Yerusha to Esav, Mount Seir. What do you see from there? Esav gets a Yerusha. Esav is a Goy. So you see a Goy gets Yerusha. Says Gemara, nah, Esav's not a Goy. V'dilma Yisrael Mumar Shaini. Maybe an irreligious Jew is different. Meaning Esav's not a Goy. What's Esav? An irreligious Jew is Yisrael Mumar. You can't prove anything from there. And question mark answers Gemara Elamehacha. You're right. We'll quote from a different pasuk. Pasuk says, "Ki livnei Lot nasati es Ar Yerusha." To the Bnei Lot, they get the city of Ar as a Yerusha. So what do you see? Chosen of Lot get a Yerusha, even though they are Goyim. So that's where Rabbi Chiya bar Avin learns that there's Yerusha for a non-Jew, from his non-Jewish father. Now, we learned last time that the source of Yerusha for a non-Jew is from the Chishev im Konehu velo im Yorshe Koneu. So which is it? So it's a machlokas. Which is the real source? Rav Chiya bar Rav, my time alomer Karava. Why did Rav Chiya bar Rav just use Rava's pasuk of Vechishevim Koneu? So he'll say, Mik Siv. Does the pasuk say Vechishevim Koneu Veloim Yorshe Koneu? Does the pasuk say all that? What are the actual words of that pasuk? Vechishevim Koneu, period. It never says Veloim Yorshe Koneu. That's our own drasha. So you can't really see from that pasuk that there necessarily are yorshim over there. V'rava my time alomer k'Rabbi Chiya bar Ravin. Why didn't Rava want to say like Rabbi Chiya bar Ravin? That what? That we learned that a guy inherits based on Lot. Why didn't he want to say that? Mishum kvodo d'Avram shayni. Now that's different. Lot only gets a Yerusha because of the honor of Avram, but a normal guy doesn't get a Yerusha. Since Lot was so close with Avram, so that's why Lot gets a Yerusha. But normal non-Jews do not get a Yerusha. Main point number one, machlokas whether we learn Yerushas Goy from Lot or from Vechishevim Konehu. Further, Tanur Rabban, we have a brisa. Now what we're going to do for the rest of the Amud is we're going to have this brisa that goes two dots to two dots. It's these five lines. And then we're going to take piece by piece of the brisa and analyze it through the rest of the Amud. So Tanur Rabban, here's the brisa. Yesh be'ivri she'in be'ivriya. There are certain things that apply to an eved ivri, but not to an ivriya. V'yesh be'ivriya she'in be'ivri. Certain things apply to a female ame ivriya, but don't apply to an eved ivri. Yesh be'ivri, here are halachas that apply only to a male eved ivri. Shu yotze b'shanim, he goes free when?
6 years.
6 years. Ubi yovel, and at yovel. Uba misas ha'adon, and when his master dies. Mashen kin be'ivriya. None of those things are true of a female slave. V'yesh be'ivriya, and there are certain things that apply to a female slave. Shari ivriya yotze b'simanim. And the ame ivriya goes free b'simanim. What does that mean? When she physically matures. V'einonim keres v'nishneis. And an ame ivriya cannot be sold twice. If you sold her once, that's it. And umefadenosa balkarcho. And you can, against his will, you can be pote her. You can buy her back. Mashen ken b'ivri. None of that applies to an eved ivri. We'll see what all that means through the rest of the amud. So amar mar. Let's start at the beginning of the brisa. The brisa said, Yesh be'ivri she'ein be'ivriya. The brisa said that all these things of going free after 6 years and at yovel and when the adon dies only applies to an eved ivri, does not apply to who? Ame ivriya. Ask Gemara Ramini, I'll ask you stira. We had a Mishnah that said Yisera alav ame ivriya shekona atzma b'simanim. That an eved ivri goes free with simanim and yovel, I mean with shanim and yovel and misas adon. Yisera alav ame ivriya. What does Yisera alav ame ivriya mean? That in addition to all that, an ame ivriya has a fourth way to go free. And her fourth way to go free is simanim. So that implies that all those ways that an eved ivri goes free applies also to an ame ivriya. So how can you say now that it only applies to an eved ivri, not an ame ivriya? Question mark. Amar Rav Sheshes kigon sheyo'ada. Now we're talking about over here where the master did yi'ud. What does it mean the master did yi'ud? He married her. He married this ame ivriya. Now misas adon and yovel and shan, none of that's going to work for her anymore once he married her. Well, says Mara, yada pshita gita baya. Of course, if he married her, nothing's going to work. The only way to get rid of a wife is gita baya. What does that mean? You need a get. Answers the Gemara, no. Mau detema lelivtula hilchas amina. I might have thought that the old halachas of how she goes free doesn't go away just because you took her for a wife. Kamash malan. It has to tell me that those halachas go away. Once you take her for a wife, the only way she can get out is with a get. So ask the Gemara, ihachi amai yotze b'simanim. But then why does the Mishnah say she goes free with simanim? If you did yiyud, then she shouldn't go free with simanim either. And yet this brisa says that an ame ivriya has something that an eved ivri doesn't have, that she goes out with simanim. But if we're talking about something that you did yiyud on, then when she gets physically mature, she should not go out free. You already married her. She can't go out free. So hachi kamer. This is what the brisa means to say. Im lo ya'ada yotza af b'simanim. What does that mean? If you didn't do yiyud, then simanim help. So what the Bryce is telling us is that when you did yiyud, so you can't, the Amma Ivriya cannot go free with the regular ways that an Amma Ivriya goes free. If you didn't do yiyud, then not only does she have all those ways to go free, she also can go free with simanim. Main point number two, an Amma Ivriya goes free with shanim and yovel and simanim unless you did yiyud. If you did yiyud, what does she need?
A get.
A get. Next, Ve'enanim Karis Venishnis. The Mishnah said an Ami Ivriya cannot be sold twice. Mechal David Ivri Nimka Venishna. The implication is that an Eved Ivri can be sold twice, because we said this is one of those things that applies to an Ami Ivriya, but not to an Eved Ivri. I asked Gemara Vatanya, but we have a Brisa. Bigneva Sov, a Lobik Felo. You can sell an Eved Ivri for. To pay back what he stole, but not to pay back kefel. What does it mean to pay back kefel?
Double.
I mean, if he has enough money to pay back what he stole, but not enough money to pay back kefel, you're not allowed to sell him. Bigneva sovelo bezamimo. Let's get a little Maseches Makos over here. You could sell him for what he stole, but not bezamimo. What does that mean? If he owes money because he was an aide, zomim, you're not allowed to sell him. Bigneva so, and here's the key line. Once you sold the Eved Ivri once, you're no longer ever allowed to sell him again. Question mark. What's the question? We just said that only an Ami Ivri cannot be sold twice, but an Eved Ivri can. And now we're saying we have a drasha that an Eved Ivri is not allowed to be sold twice. Two answers. Answer number one, Amar Rava, lo kasha. Kan begineva achas, kan b'shtei genevos. It depends if he stole once or he stole twice. Meaning, if he only stole once and it's just cost twice the amount of money that he's worth, we're not allowed to sell him twice. But if he stole twice, you can sell him twice. Amalei Abayi b'gnevaso tuva mashma. Abayi says, no, the word b'gnevaso sounds like no matter how many times he stole, you're allowed to sell him. So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Abayi, rather Abayi says a different answer. Lo kasha. Kan ba'adam echad, kan b'shnei b'nei adam. Literally it means one person versus two people. Rashi explains what it really means is if he stole, let's say he stole a million times, and then we caught him finally, you can only sell him once. But if we caught him and we sold him, he was released after 6 years or whatever, and then he goes back and steals again, then you're allowed to sell him again. Meaning if he was a repeat offender after having gone through slavery, then you can sell him again. Main point number three, machlokas, whether an eved can be sold multiple times for multiple gnevos, or only if he steals again after being set free. He could definitely be sold multiple times. Question is, for multiple gnevos, or only if he stole again after being set free? Tana Rabbanan. Bryce says as follows, gnevo elef. Let's say he stole $1,000 for shava chamesh meos, but he's only worth $500. Nimkar v'chozer v'nimkar. So you can sell him and resell him. Meaning sell him, let him work 6 years, that will pay off $500. And then sell him again for another 6 years, and that will pay off the other $500. Great. Gnevo Chamesh, let's say he stole Chamesh Meos, he stole $500, Vishava Elef, and he's worth $1,000. Eino Nimkar Klal. Then you can't sell him at all, because you're going to have too much money. You're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Lazar says, Im haya Gnevo Kenagin Memkaro Nimkar, Vimla Veino Nimkar. If he's worth exactly what he stole, you could sell him. If he's not worth exactly what he stole, whether he's worth more or whether he's worth less, you are not allowed to sell him. Unbelievable chiddush. It really limits the times Beis Din is allowed to sell an eved. If he managed to steal exactly what 6 years of his service is worth, otherwise you're not allowed to sell him. Amar Rava b'haza chinu Rabbi Lazar l'Rabban. Rava says, you know what? Rabbi Lazar's right over here. Rabbi Lazar has outdueled the Rabbanan on this one. Why do you think it is that if he steals 500 and he's worth 1,000 that he can't be sold? Because he got to sell him for the full 6 years and not for 3 years, not for half the time. Well, hachinami nimkar b'gneva so amarachmana v'lo nimkar b'chatzi gneva so. Well, over here also, he could be sold for what he stole, but not for half of what he stole. So it's got to be right on. So main point number four, Rabbi Lazar holds an Eved Ivri can only be sold by Beis Din if his 6 years of service are worth exactly what he stole. And then last topic, Umafadinoso Bal Karcho. The Bryce had mentioned we could be Poda, the Ama Ivriya, we could redeem her against his will. So against whose will? Who are we talking about over here? Rava thought that this means against the will of the master, that the master doesn't want to sell her, but we can force him to sell her. Well, what's going on over here? Why would that be the case? What does that mean? You're writing a shtar that you're going to owe the money that she's worth? Am I? Why would you be allowed to do that? Nakan Marganisa Biyade, he's holding a gem in his hand. He has the Yama Ivriya, she's worth so much. Yevnele Chaspa, and you can give him a shtar that says that you'll pay him at some later date. That shouldn't work. You shouldn't be able to force him to be poda with by taking away his amma and giving him just a document. Ella Amar Abaye, rather Abaye says, no, you're not allowed to force the adon to redeem, to let her go. Rather, bal korche da'av, you can force who?
Father.
Her father to buy her back. Why? Mishum pegam mishpacha. Because it's humiliating to the family to have a nami ivri on the family. Ask the Gemara, Iyachi yavad ivri nami nechvinu l'bnei mishpacha mishum pegam mishpacha. Well, shouldn't we be allowed to force the family of an Eved Ivri to redeem him? Because it's also embarrassing to the family? Answers the Gemara, Hadar Azal Maz Benafshe. No, we can't force them to redeem him because he could just go back and resell himself and then it's going to be a waste. Well, ask the Gemara, Hachinami, Hadar Azal Maz Benla. You're going to force the father to redeem the Yama Ivriya. You know what's going to happen? The father will go right back and sell her again the next day, so you will have accomplished nothing. Answers the Gemara, HaKatani, Eina Nimkeres Venishnis. No, that's not going to happen because Eina Nimkeres Venishnis. What did we say? You cannot sell an Yama Ivriya twice. Umani Rabbi Shimon here. We're assuming like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Titania, because the Braisa says, Mochar Adam is Bito Li'ishos Vishona. Person could give his wife over, could give his daughter over for kiddushin, and then if it doesn't work out, he can give her over again for kiddushin to someone else. L'shivchus v'shona, a person could sell his daughter as an ame ivria, and if it doesn't work out, he can sell her again as an ame ivria. L'ishus achar shivchus, if he sold her once l'shivchus, then he can give her for ishus again, then he can give her for ishus afterwards. He can give her over for marriage afterwards. Aval, lo l'shivchus achar ishus. Once she's already been married, the father can no longer ever sell her as a shivcha. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says even stricter, k'shem she'en adam mochras bito l'shivchus achar ishus. Just like he's not allowed to give her over as a shivcha after she's already been given over for marriage, he also is not allowed to sell her as a shivcha after he already sold her as a shivcha once. And this machlokas is really the subject of the following machlokas tanoi. We'll go a little further. Titania, because we learned in a brisa, bevigdoba we darshan to mean kivan shepiresh taliso aleha. Once the master has married her, once someone has married her, Shuvein Rashe Lamochra. The father now is never going to be allowed to sell her again. Once she's been given over for Kiddushin, the father loses all rights. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bevigdoba means Kivan Shebagad Ba, Shuvein Rashe Lamochra. Once the father has rebelled against his daughter by selling her, he now is never going to be allowed to sell her again. What are they arguing about? Whether it's bevigdoba or bevagdoba? How do you read it? Is it a pirish talisola, bigdo as in beged, or is it bugdo as in bugad? So what they're arguing about is whether you should follow the way the word is spelled or the way it's pronounced. Rav Lazar Savar Yeshem L'Masoris. Have you ever seen this concept? Yeshem L'Masoris, Yeshem L'Mikra? Rav Lazar holds Yeshem L'Masoris. We look at the way the word is spelled. Rabbi Akiva Savar Yeshem Lemikra, the way the word is read. Rabbi Shimon Savar Yeshem Lemikra Ulamasaris. Rabbi Shimon holds, once you've done either one of those things, you've either given over for marriage or sold her, you're not allowed to resell her again because both are correct. If you was Bugdoba or Bigdoba, either one, whether it was marriage or it was slavery, you're not allowed to sell her again. So, last main point. Machlokas, whether redeeming an amma can be done against the master's will, or the girl's family can force her father to redeem her because of pegam mishpacha. Okay, that's